Aleishu Chelik Beis Reish Chaf Hei. The eighth chapter devoted to Kavoid. I made note for myself, first of all, to look in Chelik Aleph, the first volume, pages Reish Lamed Ches to Reish Lamed Tes. He speaks about it over there. And also in Chelik Aleph, Kuf Yud Zain. The author begins, Oilamenu hu oilam ho arachim. Our world is a world of values. He is paraphrasing something we learned earlier in this volume on Daf Lamed. We had a whole discussion on this concept of oilam arachim on Daf Lamed much earlier in this volume. Lechol davar yesh erech. In our world, everything has a value. Hamisbate b'mechir shemeshamim avor. And it's expressed often with the price that one would pay for this thing. Gam leumanus adam yesh erech. Also, a person's job has a certain value. Hamisbate b'sachar shemeshamim avor. And that's expressed with the wages, the salary, the whatever it is that one is paid for his work. Uman ho'imer chochmasi ani mocher lach. And uman who says, I'm selling you my skill. I'm the only one who can do this for you. Rashai lidrosh schum gadol. He's entitled to charge a lot. Ve'ein bo din oina'a. There's no ina'a. Not like somebody who's selling pencils. And there's a din oina'a. It can't go beyond whatever, a sixth, the market price. Of course, there are details. But in general, there's a din oina'a. But somebody with a particular and unique skill can charge as much as he wants. In Yoredea Siman Shin Lamed Vav. That's obvious. Gam le'adam besir adam yesherech. Now, an individual qua individual, as a human being, also has a value. Ach b'meh mispaterku, but how do we express it over there? Harei b'chesef I efshar l'sher esakoi. One can't do it with money. Haim yeshno efen achil arichoi. Is there some other assessment that we can give for an individual? Because it doesn't work with money. The answer is ken, yes. Hakavoid sherochashim loy mevate ne'emanai zerech adam. The honor, the respect that people give to this person expresses well his value. Kavoid umnam enu matbe'o iver l'sechoi. It's true that kavoid is not a commodity that can be exchanged. One can't exchange it, one can't give it and receive it and pay for it. Umelevad ei elu hanagos nemusiyos. Besides a couple of expressions of kavoid, standing for a person, ain't no gedar kavoid. There's no kavoid, there's not something, nothing fixed in stone that expresses it. Just a couple of hanhagois we show to people for whom we have kavoid. Kavoid u beikar emtzai bitui ruchani nafshi. Kavoid is especially, it's essentially a means of expressing something which is spiritual or psychological. Kol adam zakuk le'aracha. Every person needs to be valued. V'chayav teloyimba, and one's life depends on it. Hasaba mislobodka, Hagaon Rabbi Nassan Tzvi Finkel, the elder mislobodka, Yomer ki adam eino yachol yechias b'kavod. He used to say that a person cannot live without kavod. V'lu yetzuyar sheikchu b'menes kol kavodoy. If we could imagine a situation where a person's entire kavod could be taken away from him, yamus, he would die. Emes, it's true, we have to say, Baal ma'ala makiras erazismo. It's true that a Baal ma'ala, a person who is himself distinguished, knows his own value. Ve'eino tolui b'da'asechem. To a large extent, we say, he's not dependent on others. He doesn't live for others giving him kavoid. U'boine pachadavar. For him, it's the opposite. Bimkoim lizdakeg l'arachas arachim, acherim. Instead of needing others' constant encouragement and assessment and whatever, and validation, he's the one who honors others, if he's a Baal Ma'ala. And that's an indication, that's the symptom, the indication that he himself is Mechubad, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ezu Mechubad, HaMechabed Es HaBerigos. So that's a slightly different idea of Kavod, but nonetheless, Ach Lo Lekabe Velo Laseis Kavod, but without receiving and giving Kavod, Lo Yitachin. There has to be. B'me Nishtana Kneha Midah Shel Kavod Mizeh Shel Mechir Kaspi. How does the yardstick of kavod differ from that of monetary value? Avur davar ashiach l'olam achumri efshar l'shalem bekesef. We know that something that belongs to the material world, you can pay for it, whether it's a pencil or a banana or a submarine. Ha'adam b'tor adam ruchani. But again, man qua man, in its capacity as a human being, is a spiritual entity. Rak b'knei midah ruchani. He is assessed only through a spiritual yardstick. V'zeu kavod. Harei kavod u'knei midah leharachas ruchaniyos. Once again, we're saying kavod is a yardstick for assessment of a person's ruchaniyos. ננסה להעמיק בזה. Let's try to go deeper into this idea. The pasuk in Yeshayahu that we repeat in the Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevakos, Meloi Chol Ha'oretz Kevoidoi. The whole universe is infused with his kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh, we describe Hashem as thrice Kadosh, Kromah Muvdal Umufrash Mikol Chomer Uvgashmius, totally transcendent, completely separated from physical, from physicality. Lo Yasigu Masigei HaGuf, as the Rishonim put it, one cannot, with physical means, detect him. How do we still know something of him? The pasuk itself says, "Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem." Okay, Kadosh Hashem, it's vakois, but Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevoidoi. We come to know something of him in the fact that his kavod fills the land. The fact that he created the entire universe that reveals him to some extent. Vizgalus zeinikes kavod. So this revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Bria is called Kavoid in the Pasuk. Kach ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenuchal lakiro b'midas malet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu devised the world in such a way that we should know him to some extent through this. A similar Pasuk also in Yeshayahu, Kol hanikra bishmi, everything called by my name, v'lichvoidi berosiv yetzativ af asisiv. I created it for my kavod, to reveal. Mizenavin, from this we can understand, ki b'makom sheyesh kedusha, sham yesh kavod. From the fact that the pasuk associates the two, we understand that where there's kedusha, there's kavod. Gam be'adam yesh kedusha, in a human being there's also a certain element of kedusha, shere nitna bo neshama kedusha, within him is a neshama, ve'hi amechayeves yachas shel kavod. Mimele, it obligates others to treat it with a certain sense of kavod. Parasha Shleima Yesh BaTorah. We have an entire paragraph in the Torah HaMeva'eres Es HaYachas Ben Kedusha VeKavod that describes the relationship between Kedusha and Kavod. Hi Parashas Emor. Hi Maschila BeKedushas HaKehuna. Emor, of course, begins with the Kedusha VeKehuna, instructions for the Kohanim. VeHaKehuna HaGdoila, it speaks about the Kohen Gadol, who they may marry, who they may not marry, how we have to treat them. VeHaDinim Shel Kavod Shel Kedusha Zo Mechayeves, and various dinim that obligate us. Umamshicha bevu'u kedushas ha-korbanois v'ilchois ha-kavod shalem. Then it continues, Parshas Emor, to describe the kedusha of the korbanois and ilchois ha-kavod shalem, how we treat them. Umisham likedushas Hashem yisbarach u'mitzvas kedush Hashem, the kedusha of Hashem. And in that parsha we have the mitzvah of kedush Hashem v'isur chilul Hashem, and correspondingly the prohibition of chilul Hashem hanuv'im mimena. Finally, ha-parasha gomos bekedushas ha-shabbas v'moyadim. The parsha ends with the kedusha of Shabbos Moedim v'ilchos ha-kavod shalem, and how we treat them with kavod, u'maaseh ha-mekalel, and the mekalel who uttered Hashem's name. Kavod hu mishoresh kaved, obviously. Kavod derives from the root meaning kaved. There's a word in English, gravitas. Yeah, the person is gravitas. It doesn't mean that he's overweight. There's a certain kavod here, there's a certain being distinguished. The hofchoy ha-kitzoni, hu kilala. The polar opposite of this is klala, that's opposite of kavod, when one curses, shimishoresh kal, which is of course related to the word for lightness. When I relate to someone with kovid rosh, that's a Hebrew expression which encompasses the word kovid. Yeah, kovid rosh. I treat him seriously, ani mechabdoi, because I treat him with kovid, therefore I respect him. Im mekilim boi mekalelim. If I treat him lightly with contempt, it's tantamount to a curse. Kol oide shadam metzapel lechach shichabdoi. As long as a person still anticipates that he should be honored, hu miskashel lechabed acharim, he finds it difficult to honor others. This is what we said earlier, that a person who is a baal ma'ala goes beyond this. He knows his own value. But a person is not yet there and is constantly looking for validation, he'll find it difficult to honor others. Because he still sees himself as the center of gravity of the entire universe. And all kavod must come to him. And besides, the very fact that kavod is a spiritual matter, as we explained, which depends on recognizing and valuing the other, And the fact that this is not some a commodity that can be exchanged, because of these inyanim, we have to practice how to be mechabed. That's a concept that runs through the ve'adim that are coming soon. Adkan.